Yeah, we're gonna try to keep in line with the Muser benchmarks and
the
do a little bit of a bit here. We're all familiar with Thanksgiving Loves the White Man, Corby's gem from so many years ago. We replayed yesterday on the Hardline. Patently racist. I mean, just
that was the last thing I heard driving in this morning. You know, the top 10 was replayed.
It's really funny. I used to have I still have an uncle. He used to live here. Who worked for, I think, Belo. He was okay. Real high up in the Belo world.
Did he live in the mansion?
No, I don't think he lived in the mansion, but he's lived all over the country, working in different media markets and TV and in newspapers. And when he got here, you know, I told him, I was like, hey man, you know, I work for this radio station, you should check it out. And he liked it, but he was just amazed with what goes on here.
What everyone gets away with?
Yeah. Or? Be it race, be it sex, female type. He was like, yeah, I'm telling you, I've worked in 20 markets and this does not work anywhere else. Like you.
Really?
Yeah. Like he was just amazed. And I think that's probably somewhat changed because I do hear, you know, guys doing crazy, you know, FM racist type bits. I mean, you hear about guys getting fired all the time, but. Anyways, I was struck yesterday listening to Thanksgiving Loves the White Man by how singular that song is. So
did that inspire you, sir?
It did inspire me a little bit. And we discussed a little bit earlier how bad the Euros just straight routed the natives when they got here. And I mean, it was early. It was often
22 to nothing.
Yeah,
like
it was
Georgia Tech, Cumberland.
Yeah, it was rough. So are we up here, AC? I think I'm plugged in. There we go.
You gonna do this?
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I'm gonna do this live. See, I used to play guitar. I guess I still sort of do, and I think that's something that it's tough to forget. But what is easy to forget, especially if you sucked at it in the first place, is the ability to sing and play guitar at the same time.
Because I know about 4 days ago that was the plan, right?
Yeah,
acoustic.
And... Yeah, and I sat down and I had some chords figured out and like a little bit of a melody in my head, and then I realized like there's no effing way I can sit down and play and sing this song. So what better way to what better fallback? I'll just rap it. Right?
Boom.
That's my deal, right?
That's your whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's
all anyone says about you, the space thing and then the rap.
It's rap.
Yeah, you love it.
I actually did used to have like little miniature, God, you know, I was
rap fights?
Yes.
Is that what you're going to say?
I mean, I wasn't necessarily involved, but yeah, in San Marcos.
You hosted them or something?
Freestyle? Yeah. I had because I had like a drum machine. I had a PA.
Nice. So you'd have a big ass party at your house?
Yeah, and then 20, 30 dudes in my room, and you just find the guys who, you know, guys who do that. As soon as they see mics, it's you don't have to convince them.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you done one?
Yeah, I mean a little bit.
What's your career record? Fighting.
I'm with the Indians.
like the stuff like an 8 Mile, like that stuff where you're on stage and it's you and another dude going back and forth.
Yeah, except it's like
in a house.
Except
it was
in my bedroom.
Well, yeah,
and it was packed like shoulder to shoulder. People like standing on my bed. Like
God, that is way better than what I did in my dorm.
Oh, when somebody drops something good.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So you not some victories?
No, no. I mean it was more just that I had.
How do you know if you win?
The crowd tells you.
You know, Matt.
Like eventually you just go and then like you don't rhyme anything anymore and he does and
No. It's by the volume of the
oh how loud the burn is.
All right, so I got a little song here for just a little brief just a few lines here. This is my ode to the European victory and Murder's Giving. So I'm gonna start this to the this is the instrumental to the famous Ice Cube track Today Was a Good Day. Is that loud enough?
That's good. That's good.
There's no snare in my headphones.
I get it. I get it, Em.
Just waking up this morning, thank the Euro God. The engine domination wasn't even hard. Natives just waiting for us to stop slaying their peoples. But no, sir, you are not our equals. We're on a mission from heaven. Need a comfy place to put all of these 7-Elevens. And when you're gone, we'll say, yeah, we was homies way back. We were cool and we broke bread. A giving of thanks, in fact. Catch that last line there? We broke bread. It was a giving of thanks, in fact.
Yes.
So I guess if you're not a native, Thanksgiving is a good day. If you're not a native, Thanksgiving is a good day. I'm not a native. Thanksgiving. It's a good day in the name of Providence. We burn the evidence. You know America been on top ever since we did that rinse. In the name of Providence, we burn all evidence. You know America been number one since we did the big rinse. It's slaves, gold, and a culture left in rubble. I guess you could say we messed around and got a triple-double. One more time for you there. Slaves, gold, slaves, gold, and a culture left in rubble. The Euros messed around and they notched a triple-double. I guess if you're not a native, Thanksgiving is a good day. If you're not a native, Thanksgiving, a good day.
Awesome.
That's all I got.
That is awesome.
Dude, my face hurts. I was smiling so hard.
My favorite line was the one about the 7-Elevens.
Oh, yeah.
That was great. God, man. See, that's talent.
And you had like four nods to Ice Cube still.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd pick up on that.
Yes.
I'd hope you
got the Eminem right off the top.
I work in Waking Up This Morning, 7-Eleven, and the Triple Double. I was hoping at least a few people would pick up.
Dude.
I've never heard that song in real form.
What?
Wait, what?
That's insane.
You've never heard that?
That's almost more shocking than you claiming you could name
50 Indian tribes.
Really? That's shocking.
You never heard Today Was a Good Day?
No, I never have.
Oh, man. You would have thought that was way better if you had.
or not. Did you write that music too?
Yeah, no, I made that beat this morning. I mean, in the break.
Well, no, you said that it was Ice Cube's song. I don't think I've ever heard an Ice Cube song, but, you know.
Man, you're white.
Just remember that.
I grew up in Rockwall. I mean, it doesn't get much whiter.
If you're not a native, Thanksgiving is a good day, because we didn't include in our Thanksgiving segments at Plymouth Rock since 1970, National Day of Mourning ceremony held.
Really? See?
Yeah. They gather and they weep.
They do. You know what? I actually read something in research. There's some Texas Thanksgiving from 1540 or something in El Paso that they claim is the actual first Thanksgiving.
No, we had it first.
We did it in Texas.
We did it first.
It was bigger and better.
We don't need America.
All right. 8:45 the time. Jake, well done, dude.
That was awesome. That was gold.
It takes a big pair of honeydews, and you did well there. We'll do a little math talk and some other stuff and some sports roulette next on The Ticket. Yeah.